After wrapping up 2 days of talks on Wednesday, the Indian and Pakistani foreign secretaries reaffirmed their commitment to peace. But New Delhi had some tough words on terrorism, accusing Islamabad of not doing enough to stem the flow of Islamic militants from its territory into Indian Kashmir. Indian Foreign Secretary Shyam Saran expressed his country's concerns to his Pakistani counterpart, Riaz Mohammad Khan.
Our ability to carry forward the peace process, our ability to take this dialogue process in a positive direction, is very much related to creating an atmosphere which is free of violence. Now, in that respect, we drew attention to the fact that there is no end to cross-border terrorism.
Pakistan has said it is deeply committed to the struggle against terrorism. Both countries also appeared to be far apart on the issue of Kashmir, the divided region that is claimed by both countries and has triggered their decades-long hostility. Foreign Secretary Saran says New Delhi reiterated its stand that it cannot redraw boundaries in the Himalayan region. He said India wants to encourage more confidence-building measures that will create an atmosphere of trust and allow both countries to explore a final settlement.
We are not in a position really to look at territorial adjustments. But short of that, whatever is required in order to give comfort to people on both sides, really allow a free flow of people, free flow of goods, free flow of ideas, and create opportunities for the celebration of the obvious cultural affinity which exists between people of the two sides.
Pakistan has expressed frustration at what it sees as India's unwillingness to engage in substantive discussions to find a solution to the Kashmir dispute. Despite the differences between the two sides, India said there is no stalemate in the peace process and many positive results have been achieved. Both countries will open a second bus route linking the town of Poonch in Indian Kashmir to Rawalkot on the Pakistani side. India has also proposed that no new defence posts should be built by either side along the line of control that divides the region between them. The Pakistani Foreign Secretary has also invited Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to visit Pakistan. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.